Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How is it going, guys? I hope you're all good, and greetings from sunny Bulgaria and Black Sea. As you know, I'm still trying to do holiday, start doing some working, but somehow I got bored of holidays and I put myself back in the working game. Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. It's interesting that nowadays I'm really stuck in the AI. I mean, come on, everybody are in the AI world. And I'm trying to figure out the prompting. And what is really funny is that the prompting is a science on its own. I believe that there's going to be job positions. I need a prompter, a guy that know how to communicate with ChatGPT, but then any other language generative model. And it's interesting, I found some really interesting books that, articles, it's too early to be books out there, but I find it amazing. So, even if it was a Saturday, I was like, I want to play with ChatGPT. So, I bought myself a few beers, I sat in front of the computer, and as I was working, I started laughing, and my wife was like, what are you working on? And I was like, yeah, I'm just having fun with ChatGPT. He's my close friend, drinking buddy from now on. But the specific usage that I wanted to work on with him was that, okay, on Upwork, to give you the background, at Bixby we have multiple lead generation channel, within which one is the freelancing world, and within the freelancing world we have Upwork. We actually have a full-time employee who does that, goes on Upwork through the pre-approved filters, look for specific job opportunities, applies as a project, and then Bixby works on them. And I don't know if you know, but we've grown it into a service. So now we offer agencies and consultants to build the freelance sales channels for them. And we are currently having 4 clients. So we have 4 clients that we built their Upwork sales channels. Now every day we are looking for projects for them as well. So it would be weird if we continue doing everything manually because we have ChatGPT. So we were playing with the prompt where we were saying, well, ChatGPT, here is the job ad and I want you to give me a personalized response or something. And it was working, but to some degree, you know, it's still as a junior, it still doesn't have enough information. Then last week when I was playing with some AI tools, we found that for $7, $10, you can find some automation tools that AI incorporate ChatGPT and Upwork. And we've tested them and they were decent. But you know, when it's made for the mass, it's not fitting your perfect needs. And then I was like, okay, back to the basic. I need to figure out what would be the best prompt for ChatGPT that I can ask ChatGPT, tell him the job ad on Upwork, so he can give me a really personalized response tailored to Bixby. So I started playing with him, like, this is a job ad, how would you respond? He will respond to me. Okay, incorporated, Dancho is applying, but as a CEO of a B2B solution, which is an agency. He tweaked it a bit. Then add on top of that we had more than 500 clients portfolio and blah, 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 blah. He started adding that. Then incorporate X, Y, and Z. And the end result, I didn't like it. So I was like, okay, this is not going to work. But then I recall, this is funny, a few days back, I was watching TikTok. Yeah, I do watch TikTok, guys, because I'm not following the naked girls. I'm following the people that are sharing financial freedom and the people that are sharing business advice. So one of the lessons on that TikTok video was actually, why don't you reverse engineer ChatGPT so he will be actually asking you questions? And that gave me miracles. The prompt was something in the terms of like, ChatGPT, you need to create the best prompt for yourself. So when I give you an Upwork applications, you will give me the best response. So help me write a prompt for you. and ask me questions, interview me. What do you need from me in order to create the best prompt for you? And that changed everything. Because you know what? I know what I know, but I have no idea what I don't know. And ChatGPT started asking me questions. Are you a new freelancer or an established one? Have you already have some reference? Have you done this? Have you done that? What is actually the services that you're offering? Is there a target audience that you want to use? Common 10 questions. I gave him the answer to all of them. And he's like, well, based on this, this is the prompt that I would use for ChatGPT. And he gave me a nice prompt. I was fascinated, but I said, I love this. What other questions can you ask me to further increase the value of this prompt? Man, he killed me. He was like, well, if you want to play smart, tell me what's your unique selling point against your competitors. I was like, okay. Then he continued asking me weird questions in regards to, are there any keywords that you want to be included into the application to further emphasize some parts of the application? I was like, keywords to utilize in an application? Okay. So he had 10 of those tough questions. Why should a company choose you as an agency and not actually work with someone else? Is there any case studies or social proof that you can share with the client to enrich? He was actually asking me. And these things I would have never figured it out to say, ChatGPT, I need an Upwork application where you're going to add our USP that it is XYZ. No. And I ended up answering 20 questions. And he created a prompt. In the second, I just got to remember the few other questions. He was like, would you like the tone to be as an executive, formal, or more as an informal? I was like, yes, I want that too as well. And fascinating. I would have never thought of stuff that ChatGPT asked me so he can create the prompt for himself. Fascinating, guys. And then I started testing it. It works like magic. Now I see a job ad, I'm putting the prompt that ChatGPT wrote himself for that job ad, and I'm getting a fully personalized application. It's gonna change the game. It's gonna change the game on how we apply on Upwork and how we work it for our clients. Because with this prompting, we're able to get like 80% done of the application. Don't get me wrong, I never want to use 100% automated text into an application. There has to be some human check and some human value-added process. But instead of 100% human, now we can take it to 10, 15% human. That's huge. That's huge. And I was excited. And now ChatGPT is my next best friend because I'm going to buy some more beer and then I'm going to start getting some more deep questions. ChatGPT, not tell me how to become a millionaire because he's going to give me some generic. What kind of questions do you need to ask me so you can then give me a proper advice on what I can do in order to become a millionaire? So I'm reversing the logic. So he's the interviewer rather than me giving him commands, do X, Y, and Z. I'm giving him in a role of interview so he can ask me, so he can get the right input, so he can give me a very valuable output. And it changes a lot because he asks the right questions and he gets really good input from me so he can give me a very nice output. So if you're in sales, it's not just ChatGPT, write me an email about this, but ChatGPT, what informations or what questions do you need for me to answer so you can give me the best email? Give it a try and see how it will change everything. That's all I had for today, guys. I still want to go to the beach today. And honestly, I see it's Tuesday now. So this is my last week on the beach. So, well, time flies. 2 months has passed. Anyway, I really hope that you will try this tweak on ChatGPT and hopefully it will start giving you much better results. Cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.